Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are watching their little ones take their very first steps into the world of empathy, learning to notice when someone is happy or sad. And I want you to know something important right from the start. You're doing beautifully. Teaching your toddler to recognize emotions in others is one of the most precious gifts you can give them. It's the foundation of kindness, friendship, and connection. And here's something wonderful. Your child is already learning this skill right now, just by being with you. Let me tell you what the magic book has taught me about this magical time in your child's development. Between ages 2 and 3, something absolutely amazing is happening in your little one's brain. They're beginning to understand that other people have feelings too, just like they do. This is a huge developmental leap, my friend. Your toddler is discovering that when mama smiles, she's happy. When their friend cries, something made them sad. When you give them a hug, you're showing love. The research that the magic book shares with me tells us that this is a natural developmental milestone. Children with stronger emotional awareness grow up to be better at paying attention, more engaged with friends, and more empathic. They build beautiful relationships throughout their lives. And it all starts right here, right now, with you helping them notice feelings. Here's what makes this so special. Your toddler learns about emotions by watching you. When you name your own feelings out loud, when you point out emotions in others, when you connect facial expressions with feeling words, you're teaching your child the language of the heart. You're showing them how to read the emotional world around them. The magic book whispers this truth. Young children need their grown-ups to help them identify emotions regularly before they can do it on their own. Think of yourself as your child's emotion translator. You're helping them understand what those facial expressions mean, what that tone of voice is telling them, what that body language is showing them. So how do we do this? How do we help our little ones become emotion detectives? Let me share some gentle, magical ways that really work. First, narrate emotions throughout your day. When you're feeling happy, say it out loud. I'm feeling so happy right now because we're spending time together. When you're frustrated, name that too. Mama's feeling a little frustrated because I can't find my keys. I'm going to take a deep breath. This teaches your child that all feelings are okay and that we can talk about them. Second, point out emotions in others with curiosity and care. When you see someone at the park, you might say, "Look, that little boy is smiling so big. I think he's feeling really happy on the swings." Or, "That person looks sad. I wonder if they need a kind word today." You're teaching your child to notice and care about how others feel. Third, read stories together and talk about the character's feelings. This is where the magic really happens, my friend. Stories give us a safe, cozy way to explore all kinds of emotions. We can wonder together why a character feels a certain way, what might help them feel better, and how their feelings change throughout the story. And speaking of stories, I want to tell you about one that shows this beautifully. It's called The Candy Jar Apology, and it's about Milo and his dear Nana visiting the corner store for penny candy. When Milo accidentally knocks over Nana's favorite gummy bears, something magical happens. The candy jars dim, they lose their sparkle and glow. Milo notices right away that something is wrong. He sees Nana's face, he sees the dimmed jars, and he realizes Nana is sad. And here's the beautiful part, my friend. Milo learns that, when he says sorry and shows he cares, the jars light up again. Everything becomes bright and magical once more. This story gives children a concrete, visual way to understand how our actions affect others' feelings. The dimming jars are like a feeling signal, showing Milo that Nana needs care and kindness. And when he responds with empathy, with that heartfelt apology, the world brightens again. After you read this story with your little one, you can practice noticing feelings together. Point out when family members look happy or sad. Talk about what might have caused those feelings. You could even create your own feeling signals at home, just like Milo's magical candy jars. Maybe a special stuffed animal that sits in different spots depending on how someone is feeling, or a feelings chart where everyone can show their emotions. The magic book also taught me something important about this journey. Sometimes parents worry that their toddler doesn't seem to notice when others are upset or that they don't respond with empathy yet. But here's the truth, my friend. Empathy is a skill that develops over time. Your 2 or 3 year old is just beginning to understand that others have feelings. They're learning, they're growing, and with your gentle guidance, they will get there. Doctor. Shauna Tominey and her colleagues at the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence have found that children with higher emotional intelligence are better able to pay attention, more engaged in school, have more positive relationships, and are more empathic. The American Psychological Association reminds us that parents and caregivers have such an important role in teaching children about emotions. And the research is clear. Toddlers learn to notice others' feelings when caring adults like you consistently model emotional awareness, provide rich emotion vocabulary, and create safe spaces for children to explore all their feelings. You're creating that safe space right now, my friend. Every time you name a feeling, every time you notice an emotion with your child, every time you read a story and wonder together about how a character feels, you're building your child's emotional intelligence. You're teaching them the language of empathy. You're showing them how to connect heart to heart with others. And here's something the magic book wants you to know. This learning happens best in warm, trusting relationships. It happens in those quiet moments when you're cuddling on the couch, reading a story together. It happens when you're walking to the park and pointing out the happy dog wagging its tail. It happens when you comfort your child after a tumble and say, "That hurt, didn't it? You're feeling sad right now, and that's okay. I'm here." Your presence, your warmth, your gentle guidance, these are the magic ingredients. You don't need fancy programs or expensive toys. You just need to be present to notice feelings together and to talk about emotions as a natural part of your day. So keep doing what you're doing, my wonderful friend. Keep naming feelings. Keep reading stories. Keep creating those moments of connection where your child feels safe to explore the emotional world. You're teaching your little one of life's most important skills: how to notice, understand, and care about the feelings of others. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on. And remember, stories like the Candy Jar Apology are waiting in the Book of Inara app, ready to help you and your little one explore emotions together in the most magical way. You're doing such important work, my friend. Your child is so lucky to have you as their guide through this beautiful world of feelings. Keep shining your light, keep sharing your love, and watch as your little one blossoms into a kind, empathic, emotionally intelligent person. With all my love and starlight, Inara.